Hey guys, welcome to the Baker's Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Rusty. I'm here with the one and only Rabbit 17.
Ew.
Welcome to episode milestone number 50.
50, 5-0 people. Heyo, just like Mojo 5-0.
Shout out.
We usually get together and pregame and like make a list of things to talk about.
Right.
But we don't need no dang list today.
We don't need a list. That list would be a mile long if we made a list.
Yeah, and it would have a lot of F-bombs. Ribbit, ribbit.
Right. Yeah, so let's just jump right into it. I mean, Biden's speech, where do we start with it? I mean,
I'll be fair. I saw the highlights because I cannot stand that guy. I just can't sit through it. I don't respect him to even give him the time of day. But
right.
I heard what I had to hear. And what I heard was the ranting and raving maniac.
Yeah.
Drunk on power. You know, for the first time, I've had friends text me and say, I feel today the way I should have felt the last 4 years under Trump. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, I'm losing my rights. I'm losing my job. I'm losing access to basic things. What is the media saying right now? Even celebrities chiming in saying, if you're not vaccinated, you don't deserve an ICU bed should you need one.
Right. Yeah, there's even doctors that are refusing to treat unvaccinated people.
That's right. There were some on Twitter who were saying that, and people were saying, excuse me, that goes against your doctor's oath.
Right.
What is this?
It's, yeah, I don't know.
And we've been talking about it for months.
Yeah.
The normies are freaking out. They're reaching out to me, and a lot of them, they're all saying, I don't know how you're staying so calm. This is it. It's over. We're done for. It's like, hey, relax. We cozy. The reason why Biden did that speech and why he's pushing so far, listen to what he said. He said that he has lost patience with the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, his patience was running thin.
AKA they're running out of time.
Yeah.
They're running out of time.
And also, you guys got to keep in mind that we have the Second Amendment.
Yes.
That's what's holding them back from turning us into Australia right now.
Exactly. I was just going to say, Australia learned the hard way.
Yeah.
This is why we're not there yet.
Like we've been saying, do not comply.
Do not comply. Do not be bullied into this. No. Do not succumb to the fear.
Right. Don't let them guilt you into getting this vaccine. It's not worth it.
It really isn't. It really isn't. This is the scare event. This is the scary part. This is the time where, I mean, this is where I'm seeing a lot of people right now saying, where is Q? Where is Trump? And I go, exactly. This is the moment you realize the only ones that can save yourself is ourselves together.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
You finally get it now. Every time that people post on our pages going, oh, trust the plan. Oh, this and that. And I go, yeah, trust the plan that you'll wake up. You're going to wake up. My faith in humanity is ongoing right now because I knew this day would come.
Yeah.
This isn't just a forced vaccination. This is forced waking up.
Right. The forced great awakening.
Exactly. You didn't want to take the red pill because you didn't want to be a crazy QAnon person. But now you got the red suppository, bro. And no Vaseline.
Right. Coincidence that Matrix 4 is coming out this year.
Yeah. All of a sudden. Right. I love that. All of a sudden. Did you watch it?
Yeah. The trailer for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like the retelling of the story again. But now Neo's older and he was plugged in back into the Matrix somehow.
Right. Yeah. Well, I got to watch it again, but
I know
it looked cool.
I mean, it's got lots of CGI and, you know,
Right.
It's a movie I liked when I grew up. I'm not hating on it.
Yeah, no.
But we'll see. It's just you can't ignore the comms, obviously. Hollywood pushes out what, you know, the clowns tell them to push out. In fact, on that note, because LAUSD is saying that kids over 12 now need a vaccine to go to school.
Right.
And coincidentally, a new cartoon on TV came out called Teenage Euthanasia.
What?
Yeah.
A cartoon.
That's what it's called. And you know, they're doing promos here. They're painting the bus stops pink, whatever. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. But
then it finally hit me when an article came out today saying teenage boys are at higher risk for heart complications when taking the vaccine.
Wow.
All right. So if those aren't comms, they're pushing for the kids really hard right now.
Yeah.
Really hard. Yeah. There's some shit going down. It's going down. Protect your kids, man. You guys have the power.
That's what it is.
If your school is making your kid take the vaccine, take them out.
Yeah.
Take them out. They're not learning anything at school anyway.
Homeschooling.
They're getting indoctrinated. We're getting videos coming out from Project Veritas of Antifa teachers embedded in school districts.
Oh, yeah.
Antifa sympathizers, Marxist sympathizers, you know, unabashed communists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These people are in the school system. And I mean, who knows how long they've been messing with the kids, because the radicalization of our youth is undeniable.
Yeah.
And when you see these videos of these teachers, you go, well, no, duh. Look at who's talking to them.
Yeah. And when Project Veritas caught up with that guy on the street that day, you see the shirt he was wearing? The hammer and sickle?
Yeah, hammer and sickle.
I'm like, come on.
I thought he just had the hammer and sickle tattoo. It was really lame.
Oh, did he have a tattoo also?
Yeah, he had a tattoo, and it was like a big old cheap hammer and sickle. And I go, what? And he's has no muscle definition. He's just like, why are all these Antifa dudes like have no muscle mass?
It's all that soy. No testosterone, I guess.
Yeah, no testosterone. They don't eat meat because they're all vegans.
Right.
They're all pale and sickly. They do a lot of meth for whatever reason.
Kale and whatever.
Yeah.
Chai tea. No. I don't know. No, going back to what we were talking about, you know, it's all for our children. I mean, we got to secure the future for them. And that reminded me of a post that Gina Carano posted just yesterday. It says, the freedoms you surrender today are the freedoms your grandchildren will never know existed.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. What we're doing is it's for them, you know. I mean, we're in our 30s, but it's for the kids, you know, it really is.
It's for their future.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just stand idly by. We can't.
No.
We're at the precipice. Yeah. We were saying earlier, the red line, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you were saying the line was drawn yesterday, but like you said today, he had a red tie on, you know.
But there it is. I mean, it's time to stand up. And I'm not talking about going out and being crazy and protesting. Get out there and get on those boards, on those supervisor boards, on a school board, on a local community board, go to your city halls and see what your city is planning, what those leaders are planning to do with you, your neighbors, and the rest of your community.
Go to... you know, even if you don't have kids, go to school board meetings.
Yes, you should have a say.
Yeah.
You should have an ear out for what it is.
Right. Because even if they aren't your kids, they're somebody's kids. And, you know, we gotta stop this.
Exactly. Those are your kids who are supposed to be functioning members of society.
Yeah.
This is who you want to be around in your 60s?
Right.
The same Antifa thugs that bully and push and kill conservative senior citizens like they did during the BLM riots.
Right.
Like, for example, the one gentleman in Chicago who was promoting Trump. shot and killed. Media didn't even pick it up that he was killed by another African-American in Chicago.
Right.
During the riots around the country, I remember seeing an awful video of Antifa thugs beating up an elderly couple for trying to defend their business. And see, these people are cowards, and they're trying to raise our kids to be those cowards.
Yeah.
And like you said, even if they're not our kids, they're the people who will be around when we're older.
Right.
They will be the ones dictating and making rules.
Yeah, they're the ones that, you know, they're the future elected leaders.
Exactly.
They're the ones that are going to be running these school board meetings and and local offices and everything else. So
we got to teach them right.
Kind of switching gears. Did you see that video of, it was down in Louisiana after the hurricane, he was protecting his business from the rooftop?
Yep.
I couldn't tell if it was a rifle or a shotgun he had, but
he had a big gun.
I guess he shot somebody.
Did he now?
I guess he had shot somebody, yeah.
Wow.
It didn't show it in the video, but yeah, he was up on the roof protecting his business.
And you know what? He was a black man protecting his business. And people were, I remember seeing a part of the video where somebody saying, these are your neighbors. We're hungry out here. But his business was a shoe shop.
Right.
So what did they want from his shoe shop if they were hungry?
Just
why?
Looting.
Exactly. Yeah. If he wasn't up there protecting his business, he, like you said, looted.
Oh, yeah. He'd have nothing and, you know, probably would have burnt it to the ground.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting times we're living in.
Yeah. But I'm glad that the normies are freaking out because you needed a good shakeup.
Right.
You needed.
We tried telling them.
We needed a good one.
We were looked at like we were crazy.
They said, "Don't be a conspiracy theorist. They'll never mass mandate vaccines."
Right. We're here.
We're here. We're at the point of no return, people. One more step, and it's done. Just one more.
How about the Moderna thing I sent you guys this morning? Moderna is developing a. Does nobody else see this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it said Moderna is developing a COVID-19 booster / flu vaccine.
Right.
I'm like, what?
How? You know what? I was half expecting that it would also be a contraceptive pill, an all-in-one pill.
Right.
Could you take monthly?
Yeah. I'm like, how does no? I mean, the connection is right there.
Like, it's right there in your face. Like, they're laughing at you right now. Right. They're laughing at you right now. And how are you going to say an all-in-one for a virus that apparently three different types of vaccines can't contain, can't control? What?
Right.
You have officially turned your immune system into a subscription service.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, I read that and I was like, cool. So we had 45 million cases of the flu the year before and only 1,400 the next year.
Yeah. All
now
of a
you're
sudden.
Making a pill that's covers both.
Yeah. Oh,
how about that?
Weird. Why would it need to cover it though? If we've pretty much cured it, right? Why?
Yeah.
If it's gone. 1,400 cases, I mean, that's nothing. Why would you need it? Besides, why would you need to add flu in it?
Yeah.
They think we're really that stupid.
Yeah.
They think that we're really that dumb. And that's why they're using everything in their power to push and push and push all your favorite actors, all your celebrities, all your childhood heroes, all turned into big pharma shills, pushing the vaccine, pushing the mandates now. I heard Howard Stern the other day said, F your freedoms.
Yeah.
Just take the vaccine. I want to go play chess with my neighbor. I'm paraphrasing.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
He used to be totally anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern.
Right. It's like two different people now.
Exactly. All of a sudden, those who were anti-establishment are all for the establishment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like 100% all in. Yeah,
all of them. And I see it, you know, I go on Twitter because you have to know what people are saying, because this is the word vomit that they're repeating over and over and over and over. It's almost like a spell. They just keep saying it over and over and over and over until you finally just give up and say, okay, that's the truth. I will be afraid for the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, we had a guy start at work. Like, I walked up to him, and like any normal human being, I put my hand out to shake his hand and like introduce myself, you know?
Yeah.
And he
don't tell me he flinched.
I could tell he was one of those guys. He was like, oh, we're doing that now.
Oh,
I was like, this is gonna go great.
Oh my god, he was afraid to shake your hand, so he didn't shake your hand.
No, he did,
but he was probably dying inside.
Like, oh, we're doing that now. I was like, what do you mean we're doing that? We never stopped doing that.
Oh my god. Ah, like that scene in Demolition Man when where John Spartan shakes the hand of some dude and he's like, hey, what's up, brother? And the guy looks at his hand and he goes, germs.
Right.
Yeah. So afraid of his handshake, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah. It's funny. Remember we talked about Demolition Man like a bunch of episodes ago?
Yeah, we were like, dude, it's like Demolition Man. On. And now it's Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is the main guy in Demolition Man.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dr. Cocteau. He's like, I want a pristine society. What do you say? With the pureness of a pearl. Like, insane. He's insane. Yeah. Insane.
I'm just waiting for those machines to show up. Like,
yep.
When you swear, they give you a ticket.
You have violated the the verbal morality code.
Right. I'm telling you, that's what's coming.
Or, I mean, and if you took the shot, it could read your mind. So you have thought crimes now. Your credit just keeps going lower, so you just like keep watching the news so that your brain can keep processing the same information and you don't lose credit.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't have something like that in Australia, because I mean they're fining people and handcuffing them for going to see the sunset. So,
and they even have like the tracing and all of that. They got them on lock. Oh, they even took it a step further. They said you can only have 6 beers. You can only have 6 beers a day. You can only have 6 beer a day, 1 bottle of wine a day. Yeah. And if they and if you get it delivered, right? Because you can only get shit delivered. Apparently there's people at your apartment or building that rifle through your groceries to see if you've only bought appropriate things allowed by the government. What is this?
Wow. This is insanity.
That's like ordering Uber Eats and like you get your food, but the guy took like 4 bites out of it and drank your juice up, just testing to see there's nothing in it.
Yeah, just making sure.
Here you go.
Making sure you ordered your vegetables and
In fact, I read like it was a tweet and some guy in Australia was saying that they only get food, they don't have a choice in the food they get. It's just delivered like prison. And he was he was complaining. He's like, I'm not a vegetarian, but this is the fourth vegetarian meal that I've had this week. And he showed it and it was like, you know, just in a black takeaway box. But I go, you can't even shop for your own food? Now you can't drink more than 6 beers to forget this bullshit's happening?
Yeah, you can't even, right? You can't even drink it away. They want you to know 24 hours a day.
Dang, dude. That's they're breaking those people. They're stealing their souls.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people. There's gonna be a lot of probably suicides.
So somebody brought that up, saying that they didn't take into account that this whole time, right? People have been coping and self-medicating with either you know, recreational drugs or alcohol, or a lot of people are alcoholics. You know, Australia is a spot where a lot of people drink. So who knows what the alcoholic addiction is out there, but you're just going to take away what they've been self-medicating with no help, all alone, locked up.
Everybody cold turkey, same day. You get a lot of people that are going to go crazy.
That's cruel, dude. That is cruel.
I mean, on top of everything else, that's cruel that they're doing. But yeah, that's.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, oh, they took their beers away. How sad. No, I'm saying it's bigger than just the beers.
Right.
Yeah. This is insane. These are crimes against humanity, guys.
Yeah.
And like you said, if it wasn't for 2A, we'd be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. According to all the experts and all this, you know, everybody on Twitter, we should have died a long time ago.
Should be dead.
A long time ago.
Yeah, we should be dead. Because apparently the news is saying the unvaccinated are 11 times more likely to die of COVID-19.
Right.
Bitch, I'm still waiting. Am I living on overtime?
Right.
I've been living. Yeah, am I dead?
We should have 0% homeless population in the U.S. too.
Exactly. And if my pandemic was so hardcore, why is the border open? Why are we bringing refugees?
Why are they not getting tested? Or
why are they not getting required mandated? To be vaccinated? Exactly. Right. I heard it today on the news. Yeah. Some dude named, I think it was Peter Ducey, tells the Jen Psaki lady, why do migrants who are crossing the border, illegal migrants crossing the border, not getting the vaccine? But you're requiring Americans to be vaccinated. She goes, that is correct. Next. Whoa.
Why is the post office exempt from it?
Their union fought back.
Okay.
Their union fought tooth and nail.
See what you guys got to do? Band together and fight back is what
we
that means.
We are the majority. We right. are powerful together. Together. Yeah. We're going to do it. I promise you. But it's going to take this to get you off your butt.
Yep.
Pull all your kids out of school. The school doesn't get paid if your kid doesn't go to school. Every day your kid goes to school, the school gets paid. Take them out. Mm-hmm. Take them out.
Yeah.
Every day. Don't quit your job. Let them fire you. You have no idea how valuable you are to society at this moment in time, because nobody wants to work and everybody's too afraid.
Yeah.
But you're not afraid. So right. you won't submit. You have to fight back. And I'm like I said earlier, it's not about going to the streets and yelling and protesting and being a maniac. It's about doing the right thing at your local level. Mm-hmm. Stand up together. Band together. Talk to your neighbors, your community, and say enough is enough.
Because, you know, if you go do it and your neighbor sees you doing it, they're gonna, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can join them. You know, it's just like the mask thing. Walking into a business, everybody's masked except you.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening always? You end up, there's a person, they take their mask down.
Yep.
They see you without one.
Yep.
It's the same thing. Be an example. Lead by example.
Lead by example. There's no more waiting anymore. We are the plan.
Yep.
And we're waiting for all of y'all to wake up.
Wake up.
Because we can't do it without you either.
No.
We're just trying to help you get there.
It's a group effort. It really is. So we gotta take a quick break, but stay tuned, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baker's Roundtable.
Podcast, episode 50. So we kind of left off. I don't even know where we left off before the break, but I wanted to talk about Biden's quote-unquote plan, COVID plan.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing he talked about, which is going to affect about 100 million Americans in the workforce, is private businesses with 100 or more employees. Either their employees have to get vaccinated or undergo weekly testing, or they get fined, the business gets fined $14,000.
Right.
Where I work, I know that's coming. I know that's coming there because there's like 500 some employees there. I've already told my boss, I told my boss today, like even before they even said anything, I told my boss today, I said, I'm not going to comply with this. I go, I'm not going to be the only one that's not going to comply with this. I said, I'm not getting vaccinated and I'm not going to get tested every week. Because first of all, the tests aren't accurate anyway.
Yep. Remember, they never isolated the virus. What are they looking for?
Right. Can't differentiate between that and the flu and everything else. So I said, if I'm not sick and I don't feel sick, I'm not going to get tested. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go anyway, but I'm definitely not if I don't feel anything.
No, why are you going to allow somebody to stick something in your brain?
Right. And he's like, kind of just shrugged his shoulders. Like, I don't know, you know, like I got nothing to say really. And I'm like, I'm just telling you, I go, they're going to lose a lot of good people.
Yep.
If they force this. So they need to just take the L and pay the $14,000 fine and respect their employees.
Right. You know? Just don't comply. I mean, who's going to come and check?
Right.
You have to send reports. Or who's coming? The Gestapo? Right. Are they coming
brown
to check?
Shirts?
Yeah. Are the brown shirts coming? And they're going to say, give me your papers. I need to know who's not unvaccinated. Oh, you're still working? Fine. Why would you do that?
Right.
No. But it's funny because, like you said earlier, the rule applies to 100 or more employees at any given business. Yeah. Yet the Biden administration is exempt.
Right. Exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you wonder.
Why are they exempt?
Right. So maybe it's not about COVID. It's more about, you know, just keeping us in line.
2 years later. Two
right.
years later.
Uh-huh.
It don't make no sense. It no. says here, exempt from the federal vaccine mandate. Illegal immigrants. Refugees. Postal workers. Congress.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Biden administration. But not you.
Right. Not you. Not me.
Not the homeless, yeah. right? Because you think the homeless are going to comply?
Right. Yeah.
Think about it, people. What is this?
Right. What are they really doing?
And let's go back. They're giving the refugees ivermectin.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I thought it was horse paste.
Yeah. Horse dewormer or whatever.
Yeah. Horse pasty warmer, as Mike Rothschild keeps so lovingly putting it.
Right, yeah.
Remember that thing that just came out when the news kept pushing that people were ODing on horse paste?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out that it was a phony baloney story?
Yeah.
That they yep. used, that the news media used a picture of, it's like a group of people in winter. And they were waiting in line for the vaccine, but the headline said Oklahoma, I believe, was in or Arkansas or one of those states said that
yeah.
they were saying that a shortage of ICU beds due to massive ODs on horse paste.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow like, retweeted it.
Something about like gunshot victims can't get in, you know, hospital beds because of the overdoses.
The overdoses, right. And Twitter was like all over the place with this. They ran with it. One tweet said, "This is so American."
Right.
And Rachel Maddow's tweet has not been labeled misinformation. It has not been deleted. She didn't get a strike. This is Rachel Maddow, the TV host on MSNBC. The crazy she pushing Russia conspiracy theories for years.
Pushing that hard for years. Yeah.
For years. Now she pushed this story. She didn't get deleted, censored. Like I said, no misinformation tag from Twitter. Where are you at, Jack?
Yeah, right.
Where you at?
Where you at on that one?
But it's a narrative. Like I said, they keep repeating it over and over. Like, if you keep repeating 2 + 2 = 5 every day, nonstop, and if you tell people, if you don't believe this, you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
This is madness. This is psychological warfare.
Yeah.
But us talking about HCQ, ivermectin, vitamin D, not masking 24/7, therapeutics that President Trump was talking about.
Yep. Yeah, light therapy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Plasma, I believe it was plasma from recovered people.
Right. Yeah.
And those things aren't available. They're not readily available, but they're pushing this vax really hard. They're pushing it hard. We have over 55,000 deaths. If that's not alarming, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And now they're going after your kids. After 3 months of research, they're starting to push the vaccine on kids.
Yeah.
No, you got to think about it, people. Mm-hmm. This is insane.
You're not coming near my kids with that.
Yeah, hell no. But to switch it up a little bit, I did want to bring up something you brought up, which was that Prince Andrew got served.
And this is from one of the top Anons. I mean, can't say it enough. CAG Bro. Prince Andrew has been served. This is a lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre that on 27th of August, the Royal Lodge, Windsor Great Park, Windsor, Berkshire, blah, 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 served the said defendant, Prince Andrew.
And to be served, it means that, you know, it went to a judge and a judge had to sign off on it. Oh, and I just pulled up the page where Virginia talks about what's in the case. It says, the nature of the action. This suit arises out of defendant's sexual abuse of plaintiff when she was under the age of 18 years old. During 2000 to 2002, beginning when plaintiff was 16, plaintiff was the victim of sex trafficking and abused by convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein's trafficking scheme involved recruiting young girls, often by claiming they would be paid $200 for simply providing a massage to a wealthy billionaire. This same pattern was repeated numerous times with countless children and young women. As United States District Judge Kenneth Mara found, from between about 1999 and 2007, Jeffrey Epstein sexually abused more than 30 minor girls at his mansion in Palm Beach, Florida, and elsewhere in the United States and overseas. In addition to his own sexual abuse of the victims, Epstein directed other persons to abuse the girls sexually. Epstein used paid employees to find and bring minor girls to him. Epstein worked in concert with others to obtain minors not only for his own sexual gratification, but also for the sexual gratification of others. And it states, another document says Jane Doe 1, Jane Doe 2 versus United States, case number 907. Like other minor children who came before and after her, plaintiff was initially recruited to provide massages and therefore to engage in a variety of sexual acts for Epstein. Plaintiff was required to be on call for Epstein for sexual purposes and frequently traveled with him both nationally and internationally. Plaintiff was regularly abused by Epstein and was lent out by Epstein to other powerful men for sexual purposes. Prince Andrew was a close friend of Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite who spent years overseeing and managing Epstein's sex trafficking network and actively recruited underage girls, including plaintiff. And then it goes on when Prince Andrew met Epstein and Maxwell,
right,
and you know, more, lots of the continuing of the abuse that's, you know, laid out in the complaint. So there's 32 pages of this.
It's not, yeah.
I'm not gonna read it all, but it's
no.
It's helpful to read. I'll post it on our Telegram because I downloaded the PDF, but. Definitely know that this is the legit complaint against Prince Andrew, that it's legit. It's no longer speculation. And we know, I mean, it was coming because he got kicked out of the royal palace. He was stripped from his, what do you call it? The whatever labels title and titles. Yeah. I saw that he was getting kicked out and that they were shunning him. And I'm like, all right, they know something. It's coming. They can't get away from it. So they have to distance themselves. But hey, you know what? Yeah. Can't run forever.
Right. Yep. What's that saying? What's done in the dark will be brought to the light.
Exactly. So we'll see if his sweating problem comes back again, because he's definitely gonna be sweating. On another note, I wanted to talk about Texas and the abortion bill. I haven't seen liberal women this insane since the inauguration of Trump in 2016. The skyscreamers were out.
Yeah.
They're were back. Seething. They were livid. I've never seen a group of people more mad because they can't kill babies.
Right. What it comes down to, they can't murder babies.
Exactly. You can't use abortion as a contraceptive.
Right.
And they're losing it. They're losing it. They're saying, my body, my choice. I'm like, well, look at what you're doing with the vaccines. My body, my choice too, biatch.
Right. And last I checked, it's a separate human being. So it's really not your body, your choice.
Exactly.
How about you just keep your legs closed?
I saw the first day Texas, you know, banned the abortions.
Yeah.
Bette Midler posted a tweet saying, it's time that we go on a sex strike. Good.
Right.
Good. It's about time you close your legs, you freaking sucia.
Watch all the abortion rate drop.
Dude, other women were like, it's time that all the women get off Tinder, get off Bumble, get off the dating apps. Let's see how the men will deal with that. And I go, you mean they'll finally find a quality girl before going through maybe 5 women who will damage the crap out of this person?
Yeah.
Because you know, these crazies will ruin a man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so now, you know, you just saved a lot of men in Texas the trouble of having to sort through it, because you guys are sorting yourselves, taking yourselves out of the pool. Thank you. Sex strike? Thank you. That's all we wanted. That's all we wanted. Stop being such a hoe. People ranting and raving over not being able to get on-demand abortions to go, hold up, bro. Hold up. Why are they freaking out over abortion when there's condoms, contraceptives for women, the pill, the patch, the injection, the ring, the contraceptive gel, the female condom, the weird sponge, get your tubes tied.
Right.
Did I say plan B already? Because that's another one.
Right.
That's one that, that's the one that we're talking about. And I said, look, everyone has access to plan B. I just went to Target. It's in the health section. It costs $50.
Yeah.
You have unprotected sex. You are responsible for what happens between that moment and the next. You have 73 hours to take this pill. And it doesn't kill a baby.
Right.
Okay? You have 3 days. How come you can't get that pill in 3 days? But you have to carry a baby till almost term and then take it to get slaughtered. And you're mad about that.
Right. Delusional.
I mean, for all the sex talk that these crazy liberal teachers are talking about in school, why don't they talk about this? You have options, you know?
Right.
You have options. You have to be a responsible human being. I think this ban, you know, they keep labeling it as anti-abortion, anti-women. No, it's actually pro. Because now you are accountable for your own actions. You have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
You have to think twice about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Think about it. If you're really mad that you can't get abortion on demand, you really have to look at yourself in the mirror. And that's Rabbit's rant. Save the babies.
Save the babies.
But you found a loophole.
Yeah. My buddy Matt sent it to me. It was actually, and I kind of find this ironic because it was a like a short video that was posted on Snapchat. And Snapchat, you know, it's used mainly by teenagers.
Yep.
So what is it? The Church of Satan?
Yes.
Basically, they're saying that a way around the abortion law is by saying that the abortion is part of a satanic ritual, and that's the loophole that will allow you to get your abortion on demand.
So, what do you got to be a Satanist?
Well, the Church of Satan, they say they're not Satanists, or, you know, they don't praise Satan. Hmm. They're a human rights group.
Oh, all the goat heads fooled me.
Right. But as long as you say that your abortion is part of a satanic ritual, they cannot deny you the abortion.
This is sick.
Yeah.
This is so sick.
I mean, how messed up in the head do you really need to be to follow through? I mean, not only with the abortion, but to tie it in with that. Like,
right.
You like you said, you need to do some thinking, because
right. If you're at the point in your life where you desperately need an abortion and your only option is to join the Church of Satan to get out of it,
right.
Y'all need Jesus, like right now. I mean, we keep talking about fighting, you know, evil, and it's not an exaggeration when we're talking about fighting these demons and evil and all that. This is real. You need a loophole.
Right. I mean, we've been saying for, you know, for a couple of years, a few years now, you know, it's this is good versus evil. It's a spiritual war.
Where do you think you rank? I said, where do you think you rank in that scheme of things? I saw a woman, it said, her t-shirt said, I've had 21 abortions.
So you murdered 21 people.
Oof. But I'm happy for the ban. I hope other states work on this. It's sick. It's sick.
Yeah. What else sickens me is that the DOJ is filing a lawsuit.
Are you serious?
To block it. It's the Biden DOJ.
The Biden DOJ. You know, the same ones that, you know, say they can't figure out who placed pipe bombs in D.C. the night before the insurrection.
Yeah. Cough, cough. FBI. Cough.
FBI. Feds. We got you on tape.
Yep.
it's a subject that really, 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 you know, especially for us Anons, that, like, you know, they make fun of us in the media saying, oh, you guys keep saying save the children and all you do is be crazy. And it's like, you don't understand. If we weren't serious about what we were talking about, they wouldn't be trying to mischaracterize us in the way that they do.
Right.
We found, I don't know if you saw that video from our friend Natalie Denise. Her and her fiance have been doing reporting at the border. Mm-hmm. Like, legit at the border. They're videotaping nightly crossings. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to the border just crossing. And a very disturbing video, they caught, all the children are drugged.
Yeah.
Their eyes are, they're gone. Our guy, Ed Calderon, actually reposted them and started following Natalie and Anthony. Natalie and Anthony Aguero, Natalie Denise on YouTube. And he said, without a doubt, he said, those kids are drugged. This is a chemical, these are chemical restraints. He made a long post and he talked about the different drugs they could have used. And he says how this is very common. Chemical restraints to control and move the kids.
Right.
And it's, like I said, we posted the video on our Telegram and it's so disturbing because these kids are not sleeping and the people holding them, they know that. You can hear Anthony saying, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with these kids? And the person's like, oh, they're just tired. And, you know, Anthony, he knows what's going on. So he says, what did you give them? And automatically, you know, he's talking to them in Spanish. The guy reacts. He's just like, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
People from around them start moving away. They start hiding all the kids because they're limp. They're limp.
Yeah.
Like I said, their eyes are rolled
back in their head.
They're so rolled back that they're open. Yeah. This is this administration, the human trafficking administration.
Yeah. And I just read, I don't know the number offhand, but something about they've lost track of countless children.
How do you lose all the kids?
I'm like, where do you think they're going? You know?
All these drugged up kids all of a sudden. Oh, one in five migrant kids lost. Of course they're lost. They're being trafficked. Lost. They remember, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people that were handling kids were not vetted. They had records. Some of them were had felonies with child abuse. And these are the people they're giving these kids to.
Right.
The child brides that they're worried about that came with a bunch of unvetted refugees from Afghanistan. There was a report that said that they're going to spend a bunch of money to do a probe on the child brides. How did they allow that in the first place? Oh, I remember, because they left a bunch of Americans back in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But are we supposed to believe anything they say now? I mean, first they said the Taliban wasn't letting planes go. They said, Taliban have planes hostage full of Americans and refugees that want to escape. It was bullshit. It was the State Department. The State Department didn't allow them.
Right. Yeah, the State Department wouldn't allow them to take off. Yeah.
Changing gears.
I was going to say, it's like...
Changing gears.
You just get more and more pissed off.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And those are three different scenarios involving kids.
Yeah.
So when we talk about saving the kids, we're not just talking about the ones that haven't been born. We're talking about the hundreds of thousands, if not millions. I mean, we haven't even touched on American kids that disappear every year.
Right.
So it's more than just, oh, my body, my choice. No, this is big. But like I said, switching gears, I want to talk about the governor recall in California. I'm sure you guys heard that Larry Elder was attacked in Venice Beach by a pink-haired gorilla wearing white liberal. And normally, I don't like to point out what color the person was, but in this case, I will. It was a white woman throwing eggs and attacking Larry Elder, who's a black man. Where is BLM?
Right. Silence.
I mean, if it was the other way around, right? If it was But, you know, all of a sudden, Black Lives Matter up until you don't think like them.
Right.
They also shot pellets at him, like shot stuff at him, like real projectiles were thrown at him, aside from the eggs. And this gorilla face-wearing person also punched his security. So this is California, okay? This is California. So for me to see that, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So we're leading up to the last days of the recall. Everybody and their mom should be voting. If you're in Califas, Cali, vote. Vote like your life depends on it, because Gavin Newsom will have his revenge. He's already spent over $70 million in campaigning. Mm-hmm. His campaign is lovingly called Stop the Republican Recall. And last I heard, this recall is bipartisan. In fact, it's very much Democrat-led. Okay? A lot of, I should say, former Democrats.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, vote for who you must. I'm not telling you who to vote for. But do your research. Read their plans. Don't just vote for Angeline just because she's going to save the otters and and make a national bubble bath day monthly.
Wow.
I mean.
Okay.
Oh, and she's also going to make sex work legal.
Ah, there it is.
Yep. So don't vote for Angeline. Vote for somebody else with a better plan.
Right. Do your research is, you know, essentially what we're saying.
Do your research. And please take your time and don't vote based on popularity. Okay?
Right.
Do the right thing. Vote yes. Recall Gavin Newsom. I wanted to bring up that 9/11, the 20th anniversary, is here. And I wanted to take a moment and just reflect on it. But I want to take this day to remember that day and remember to be with your families. Remember the people who we lost and the heroes who lost their lives that day and who ended up losing their lives because of that day.
Well, just kind of touch on what Rabbit was saying. Take time with your families. Yeah, they're the most important thing. So take time for your family and call your friends too. See how they're doing, you know, just check in. But that's, like I said, that's going to do it for us for this week. But we'll be back next week with episode 51.
Woo!
Wow. I can't believe we've gotten that far.
We made it, bro. But, we made it.
Yep. All right, guys, take care of each other.
Still on the radio.
They haven't taken us down yet. Take care, guys. We'll see you next week.
Baker's Roundtable.